This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Give it to Turner. Going to the right side at the five. Michael Turner just got it.
Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle, caught, left, right, left, touchdown, welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek, guru, Brian Lowe.
Welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown, Week 13. It's a Thursday here on Patriots.com. Week 13 of the NFL season kicks off in 4 hours. Philadelphia and Houston, a boatload of fantasy performers getting ready for some football tonight. Get your lineup set for that game. Web radio at Patriots.com. That's our email address. Each and every week, you probably know it by now, we want to hear from you with your start'em or sit'em questions and anything else you want to share or discuss from a fantasy football point of view. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. Eager to get to some of the emails that we already have in the inbox, and be sure to send them our way over the next hour. My name is Brian Lowe. We come your way every Thursday, 4 to 5 Eastern, available as well on a podcast, and never a shortage of things to talk about. Now, at this point, through 12 weeks, you are in one of three categories. And there's probably some of you in the first category, which is probably the most comfortable. You've clinched a playoff spot. Probably not a whole lot of you that have clinched a playoff spot because there's still two more weeks in most customary fantasy football leagues. Then there's probably some of you who have been eliminated from playoff contention. To that, I say I'm sorry. And all I can say is I hope I didn't lead you down that path. I'll be honest with you. In one of my leagues, I am out. I am out of playoff contention. Actually, I should say this. I was looking just a little while ago at the PFW league, of which I'm in. I was very close to the bottom, if not at the bottom, for a few weeks. And then I've climbed my way into sixth place. Now, in a little bit of a look at it, and maybe someone can help me out, I think I've been eliminated. Four teams make the playoffs. There was a tie involved. I don't think I can reach that fourth spot. I think I'm out of the playoffs in two of my four leagues already. Not been a great year for me, I'll be honest. Has not been a great year for me. The alleged fantasy football expert here in-house, that's for other people to say. I've never called myself that, and this year is proving why. However, you know, I keep getting emails from people who say that I've been helping them out. Helping them out big time in with some of the tips I've been giving out in the Fantasy Lowdown. And to that, I thank you, and I hope I'm giving you leading you down the right path, but if you've been eliminated, sorry about that. And then there's most of you who are probably still alive. Maybe you're in playoff positioning right now, but you haven't actually clinched. Maybe you are close to being eliminated, but you've got a big week ahead and you've got to, this could be make or break. And then maybe you're on the outside looking in, but if you catch a few breaks with a couple wins and a couple other teams losing, you could sneak in. Well, we're here to help. Send me your emails. Let me know who you need to start or who you think you should start, who you might want to sit, and I'll help you out with all that. There were definitely, as I've been perusing the waiver wire and looking at injuries from last week, definitely some names that are interesting out there on the waiver wire. And first and foremost is Brian Westbrook. You know, Frank Gore goes down with a season-ending injury on Monday night, and you probably were thinking, Brian Westbrook is on that team? I mean, he's gotten such a little opportunity in San Francisco this year. But now all of a sudden, you know, he's a legit candidate for some good yardage this weekend and to maybe play a more significant role for San Francisco at Green Bay than we ever would have thought. Now, he also, it appears, has come down with an injury. Looks like he's going to play, but, he might not be as solid a bet as we all thought on Monday night. Also been looking at the Dallas running back situation with Marion Barber most likely out. And I think Felix Jones and Tashard Choice, both of them, have decent opportunities this week at Indianapolis. Indianapolis, of course, has a very mediocre, if not putrid, run defense. So those are a couple of areas I've been looking at, and certainly would love to hear from you. If you're considering signing Brian Westbrook or you signed him, you want to know, should he be in your lineup above any of these other people? Web radio at Patriots.com is the way to get in touch with us. We're going to kick it off, though, today with a phone call. On the Ace Ticket Hotline, Todd is in Jacksonville. Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Hey, Bilo, how are you?
doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm one of those guys sitting on the fringe here. I'm like fourth place, top six teams going.
There you go.
I was basically first, second place all season. Had a couple guys that really haven't panned out, like, you know, Randy Moss.
Really? He hasn't panned out for you? You mean you're disappointed that you took him in, what, the second round?
First round. End of the first.
You know, you're not the only one, Todd. I'll say that.
Yeah, so basically I need some help because I'm playing somebody else's Vine for a spot, and they have really good matchups. And my other receivers I have are Bolin, who really hasn't panned out at all either.
Yeah,
or
he's
his,
been
himself.
Shaky. Yep.
And Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, well, Brandon Marshall definitely is a questionable guy going into this week, and I did just see that, you know, he's limited in practice. He's got a hamstring injury. My guess is he plays against the Browns, and, you know, if he does play against the Browns, I don't mind that matchup, but, you know, I don't know how much we can expect because he does have that injury.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do what Jerry Jones has done, and I'm going to fire myself, and I'm going to ask you guys for some little help here.
Okay, I would hesitate to fire yourself because I know that the Cowboys and the Vikings have turned things around a little bit with interim coaches. I don't know that it works quite as well in the fantasy football world. But here's what I would say. If you're looking at the waiver wire, look at the St. Louis Rams, okay? We might not know too much about guys like Lawrence Robinson and Denario Alexander, but the St. Louis Rams, with Sam Bradford, who is emerging as really almost a must-start fantasy quarterback, they play Arizona this week. Arizona is on a six-game losing streak. Now, it's in Arizona, so, you know, you wonder if St. Louis with a rookie quarterback on the road, if that's a great matchup. But I love the St. Louis passing offense this week. And I'll tell you what, unless your league is extremely deep, the likes of Lawrence Robinson, Brandon Gibson, Denario Alexander should be available. And even Denario Alexander, he's not going to stand out with his stats because he's only played two games this year. But if you remember, the first game he played, middle of the year, I don't remember who they faced, he had a ton of yardage and a touchdown. Right. I like that matchup. So if you're trying to scurry the waiver wire and find a guy who can help you for this week, might not be every week, but for this week, I like the Rams passing game.
Yes, but here's my thing. I've got Bolin. I've got Vincent Jackson, who's not participating. He's not going to play.
Nope.
Sidney Rice, who hasn't done anything. He's been limited.
Shaky, yep.
And I also have Blair White and who else is my guy?
Well, I'll tell you, Blair White is definitely a guy to consider. I like that matchup. You know, Dallas has a very mediocre passing defense. I do like the Indianapolis offense to rebound this week, and maybe that's just kind of like, you know, blind, I'm not going to use the word optimism, but blind or faith, but sort of blind faith in the fact that Peyton Manning, at quarterback, I don't see them losing three games in a row. I don't see him throwing three interceptions again or four or whatever it was last week. I kind of like Blair White. You said you already picked up Blair White?
Yeah, I have Blair White. I've had him the past couple of weeks. I'm rolling with him this week.
I don't blame you. Now, Anquan Boldin, I know he's been a bit of a disappointment. You're still going to want to start him. I still think he's a guy that could, you know, that he could have a big week any given week. And they play Pittsburgh this week. You know, Pittsburgh is much better against the run than against the pass. I could see Flacco to Bolden and Flacco to Hushmanzada being a reasonable fantasy numbers for this week. So, you know, if you're how many wide receivers do you start? Three?
Yeah, three.
So, you know, if it's Bolden, you mentioned Sidney Rice, who I wouldn't feel all that comfortable with, but, you know, I mean, they're playing Buffalo. I still think he could do okay. You know, if you're going Bolden, Rice, Blair White, listen, it's not like you're going to feel all that comfortable with those three, but I actually think you might be able to do okay with a guy like Blair White.
And the other guy I have is Nani, but he's going against Oakland.
Yep.
So, on our waiver wire, the guy dropped, someone just dropped Braylon Edwards, and I would put a waiver claim in for
him. Yeah.
It'll be processed until Sunday. But if I can't get him, because I was going to go for Edwards and drop Nani, because who else do I drop? Rice?
No, you don't drop those guys yet.
Jackson,
I mean, Vincent
right.
Jackson, I mean, I you know, I don't know if I drop him, but I really don't think he's going to have much of an impact down the stretch. But I think, you know, I do think, Todd, and thanks for the call, I do think that that Blair White is a reasonable guy. Now, Braylon Edwards is a guy who, you know, he has surprised me in how good he's been. And I'll be honest with you, the Jets passing offense against the Patriots pass defense this week, looks like a mismatch. And I think what's going to happen is the Jets' offense, the Jets' passing game is going to put up some numbers and probably a few touchdowns. But I do think, like in recent games, the Patriots are going to have some interceptions. But like I always say, that's more on the quarterback than the wide receiver. I think Braylon Edwards is a good play for this week because the ball's going to be thrown his way. Think about if Darrell Revis is more, I'm sorry, Darrell Revis, if Devin McCourty is more on Santonio Holmes, then I think there's a better chance that Sanchez looks in Braylon Edwards' direction covered by Kyle Arrington. I think that would be a matchup that the Jets will try to exploit, which even if Arrington has an interception, we were talking about that with John Rook as we were crossing over a few minutes ago. You know, I think Braylon Edwards is going to get his chances and going to get his yards this week. So certainly, Todd, I would try to get Braylon Edwards. Clearly you are. But I think you could do worse than the guys you're having. It's certainly going to be hard. If there even is a trading still allowed in your league, if there's no trade deadline, it'd be hard to pull off a trade. You know, I think Anquan Boldin is not a bad play for this week. I do like Blair White. It's not like you're going to want to pin your hopes on Blair White, but I do like Blair White. Sidney Rice, if he plays, I think he could be okay. Now, I did think that way last week, and I think he only had one catch, but he could be okay. But what I said about the St. Louis Rams, I truly do believe. Now, I think Danny Amendola is definitely a strong play against Arizona, but I do think these other guys like Denario Alexander, Laurent Robinson, Brandon Gibson are guys that you should consider. It's hard to sort through which of those three will really be the guy, although when Denario Alexander has played, and I know it's a limited sample size, Bradford has thrown the ball to him. Bradford has thrown the ball to him. So, love the matchup. If you have Sam Bradford, if Sam Bradford is your number two quarterback, and I'd love to hear from anyone who has quarterback situations where they have, you know, you have a guy who, you know, might be a top-end quarterback, you know, someone in the Brady, Peyton Manning echelon, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and then has Sam Bradford as the backup. Because this week, I think you might have a tough choice. You might have a tough choice. Hard to ever say, you know, you're going to, you know, sit Tom Brady or sit Peyton Manning. But I do like the matchup this week. I do like the matchup for Sam Bradford this week. Webradio at Patriots.com is our email address. Webradio at Patriots.com here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Now, from a non-fantasy standpoint, I did just see that the Patriots have placed Stephen Neal on injured reserve, ending his season. So those of you who listen to the show and are Patriots fans, and then fantasy is just another added element to it, Stephen Neal going on injured reserve. So did just see that come through the wire. So that doesn't have a huge impact, I don't think, on the Patriots' prospects for this year. Stephen Neal, a very solid player, but he's been out for a few weeks now. Dan Connolly has filled in capably. Now, if Logan Mankins had not returned to the team and this news came down, I'd say there might be some trouble, because then you're looking at Dan Connolly and Ryan Wendell as your two guards, which might not be the way you want to go down the stretch. But I think Logan Mankins, Dan Connolly as your starting guards, I think you can get by okay. So Stephen Neal going on injured reserve for the Patriots here on Thursday. Heading to the emails now, and our first email is from Dave. Dave says, "Hey, B-Low, short and sweet, who do you like to start this week? Dez Bryant against the Colts? Or Deion Branch against the Jets? I'm leaning towards Bryant, but at the same time, he couldn't catch a single ball last week. Your thoughts?" Thank you very much for the email, Dave. I've got to be honest with you, I'd probably lean toward Branch. I think Branch, Welker, this is going to be another big game for those two guys, a la what we saw in Detroit. Are they each going to have two touchdowns? Are the Patriots going to put up 45 points? Unlikely. But I do think the ball is going to be thrown in their direction, more so than a Brandon Tate, and probably more so than the tight ends, believe it or not. That's how I feel in this game. I do think this is a game where the Patriots, you know, players in the slot underneath are going to have a good opportunity to get some yardage. Now, the question is the touchdowns. You know, I would not be surprised if Deion Branch has eight catches for 80-something yards, but no touchdowns. But when I say that, you know, if the ball is going his way 10 times and he makes eight catches or whatever, you know, his run after the catch ability, which we saw what he could do against Detroit, much lesser cornerback. I understand that, but I think the ball is going to be thrown his way a lot. I like his chances. Now, Dez Bryant, it's a little more feast or famine. You know, I think John Kitna is going to throw the ball a lot against Indianapolis. I think Dallas is going to be able to put up some points, both in the running game and the passing game. But I think Dez Bryant is just a little more of a risk little more of a risk play, in my opinion. I'd probably lean toward Deion Branch, but it's not a bad question there, Dave. Appreciate the email. Ryan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Brian. I started out the season 0-5, but I'm now riding a 5-win streak. One more win will slide me into the playoffs. So I apologize for the longer email. I am wondering about my running backs and wide receivers. Hey, Ryan, by the way, we've seen far longer emails. And by the way, also, that's not bad. That's fine. Send your long emails. We don't mind reading them. My starting lineup consists of Darren McFadden at San Diego, Jamal Charles against Denver, Andre Johnson at Philly, Calvin Johnson against Chicago, and Brandon Lloyd against Kansas City. Some have been performing better than others. Are any of these guys worthy of being benched this week for Mike Tolbert against Oakland, Mario Manningham against Washington, or Brian Westbrook at Green Bay? Also, I have the head coaches for New England and Indy. As much as I want the Pats to win, is Indy a more sure win against Dallas? Ryan, great email right there. First of all, on the head coaches, I actually had this in my league once back in college when I was first starting fantasy football leagues, and we did do head coach. And it was just kind of a quirky thing. I don't think too many leagues have head coach, but it's sort of an interesting just extra element. Very simple. If the head coach you have wins, 5 points. If the head coach you have loses, 5 points, minus 5 points. And it was different from the team winning, and only in that if a coach gets fired, you got to have a new coach. That was the only difference between having coach and having team. So New England and Indy, I would have to say, you know, Indy's chances of winning at home against Dallas, I think are slightly better than the Patriots' chances of winning at home against the Jets. I only say that because, you know, Indy at home, I just don't see Indy and Peyton Manning losing 3 straight games. Dallas is an inferior team. Definitely have gotten a spark in the last couple of weeks with Jason Garrett. But, I don't see Peyton Manning having another stinker like he did. Now, with the Patriots, I do have confidence that they're going to win and defeat the Jets, but they're 2-9-2 teams. It's virtually a toss-up game. So if you're figuring out which guy to pick, I'd probably lean toward Indy, but that doesn't mean, like you say, you don't want the Pats to, it doesn't mean you don't want the Pats to win. I'd probably lean toward Indy. But back to your more important points. I don't like Darren McFadden this week against San Diego, and I would strongly consider Brian Westbrook in that spot. I like Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles against Denver, no-brainer. Denver has a 30th-ranked rush defense. Give me Jamal Charles, absolutely. McFadden has 16 rushing yards the last 2 weeks, and Oakland has been going downhill. I like San Diego big time in this game, and I don't have much trust in Darren McFadden. Now, when I tell you I like Brian Westbrook, a big part of that has to do with, is he healthy, obviously. You know, I think Green Bay, they have a mediocre run defense. I think Brian Westbrook, if he's healthy, again, is fresh. Had a really good outing against Arizona the other day when he came in because Frank Gore had gotten hurt. So I would strongly consider Brian Westbrook instead of McFadden. Don't like Tolbert this week. It looks like he's hurt. And Tolbert, Ryan Matthews, going to be very much a platoon situation. Mike Tolbert, the last couple of weeks, if you're a Tolbert owner, you've known that Ryan Matthews is going to be out. That helps you in your decision-making. Mike Tolbert's been a must start. Not so much this week. So, I wouldn't sit any of your wide receivers. You are absolutely stacked at wide receiver with Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, and Brandon Lloyd. And as I look at some rankings for this week, you know, Greg Rosenthal, who does a great job on rotoworld.com, Andre Johnson is ranked 3rd. Brandon Lloyd is ranked 5th. Calvin Johnson's ranked 15th. You can't go wrong. You got all three of those guys. You can't go wrong. And Andre Johnson, you know, we thought there was a chance he could have been suspended for tonight's game against Philly, but you're not going to want to sit any of those guys. I like Mario Manningham. Don't get me wrong. And Ryan, there's definitely fantasy owners around the world, and I mean that, around the world, listening to us right now and are very jealous at those top three that you have, because I think Mario Manningham against Washington, the 29th-ranked pass defense, is an excellent play, but not ahead of any of those three that you mentioned there. So appreciate the email, Ryan, and good luck this week. WebRadio@Patriots.com, WebRadio@Patriots.com. That is our email address. We certainly want to hear from you. Now, one item that I mentioned back at the top of the show, or actually may have been during the crossover with John Rook, is that, you know, it's about that time, if you are in a playoff position or hope to be in a playoff position, that you might want to, you know, just kind of take a look at some of the NFL matchups in weeks 15 and 16, which are fast approaching, and those are the fantasy playoffs in most leagues. You might want to, you know, look ahead at those and see what might be available on the waiver wire because of good matchups. I look at teams like Dallas. You know, the Dallas passing offense. They play Washington in week 15, and they're at Arizona in week 16. Two of the worst defenses in the league. Two teams in the bottom quarter of the league in pass defense. So, you know, if you have a chance to pick up, someone in the Dallas offense, whether that be make a trade for Miles Austin, make a move for Roy Williams, Dez Bryant as well, might not see those guys on the waiver wire, but maybe John Kitna's on the waiver wire. And maybe if John Kitna's on the waiver wire and you don't have a backup quarterback right now, or you know, you have a very capable starting quarterback, and you're just not sure about your backup quarterback. You want to set yourself up. I'm not kidding when I say this. You could do worse than having John Kitna on your bench these next couple of weeks, because just in case your starting quarterback goes down, let's say you got Drew Brees, for instance. You know, you don't want to think in these terms, but what if Drew Brees were to get hurt next week and is questionable for a couple of games or even misses a game? And it's the fantasy playoffs. You don't want to pin your hopes. You don't want to be left empty-handed and not have a guy to back him up. Well, I think John Kitna, who's put up decent numbers in a few games, wouldn't be a bad guy to have on your team for weeks 15 and 16. Another team to look at, Oakland. Personally, I don't like Oakland's chances to make the playoffs. I just think San Diego is the strongest team in the West. They're going to make it. I think Kansas City... would not be surprised if Kansas City makes it either as a wild card or finishes ahead of San Diego. I don't like Oakland's chances, but I do think that Oakland in weeks 15 and 16 facing Denver and Indy has a chance to put up some points, which would mean, listen, a guy like Jason Campbell might actually have a decent opportunity for some fantasy points. How about Lewis Murphy, Darius Hayward Bay, even Darren McFadden, who I don't like this week against San Diego, but I do like for a couple of games down the stretch. Think about Oakland for weeks 15 and 16. Also Miami. Miami is an interesting team, weeks 15 and 16. Buffalo and Detroit. Those are the two teams Miami faces. Buffalo has the 26th ranked offense in the league, 32 against the run. Detroit, the 21st ranked defense in the league, 24 against the run. Ricky Williams, Ronnie Brown, go get them. Why not have Ricky Williams or Ronnie Brown on your bench? You might not be starting them the next few weeks, but depending on how deep you are running back on your team, you could do worse. You could do worse than getting Miami. The point here is this. Take a look right now, before anyone else does, take a look at the waiver wire in your league and take a look at the NFL schedules for weeks 15 and 16. Go team by team, in fact. Maybe not the NFL schedule. Take a look at a team that might have some matchups that stand out to you in those 2 weeks, between those 2 weeks, and maybe you can capitalize on that. Maybe if you're sort of wishy-washy on some of the players on your bench, you'll be interested in having them, cutting them loose for guys with a little more upside in those weeks. So that's a recommendation that I would have. Webradio at Patriots.com, webradio at Patriots.com. A couple of other notes I've seen. Mike Goodson of Carolina. Mike Goodson is a guy who I did pick up in one of my leagues where I was really low on depth at running back. Just was decimated with injuries this year. I started the season, and certainly you can blame me, and I deserve the blame for not being as buttoned up maybe as I should have at running back. But I went in with my top three being Joseph Addai, D'Angelo Williams, Beanie Wells. On the one hand, I felt, well, okay, all three of those guys are, at best, sharing the workload with someone else. But I thought in the case of D'Angelo Williams, sharing the workload with Jonathan Stewart last year led to both having well over 1,000 yards rushing and a good amount of touchdowns. I felt comfortable there. Joseph Addai, a little more of a, Joseph Addai was a little bit more of a leap because... you know, I knew that Donald Brown was there and a couple other guys that they had. And then also with Beanie Wells, I felt, and clearly I was misguided on this one, I felt as though he would have a breakout year. I was wrong. So I took a chance on Mike Goodson and had a couple of really good weeks. I did see this week that he was missing practice. Then I realized it was for the birth of his child, which tells me two things. One, congratulations to Mike Goodson and family for the birth of your child. And two, most importantly for my fantasy football team, he's not hurt. Now, shame on me if I'm putting my hopes on Mike Goodson, but it does look like Mike Goodson against Seattle this week is a pretty good play, along with Jonathan Stewart as well. And then as far as New Orleans goes, it looks like Reggie Bush, it seems like his role is going to grow. And there's what a jumbled mess there with Pierre Thomas and Liddell Betts and Chris Ivory, and then you got Reggie Bush. Who's hurt? Who's healthy? Who's getting the reps? Who knows? I kind of like Reggie Bush. I think he could be an interesting play in a lot of weeks down the stretch because you might get that combination of rushing attack, receiving attack, maybe get a touchdown here or there, and do all right. So there's a little bit of news on Reggie Bush. You're listening to the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. We come your way from 4 to 5 Eastern, also available on a podcast here on Patriots.com. About halfway through the show right here, we're going to take a break, come back with a lot of your emails right after this.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com Radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Now's your chance to hit a B-low on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482.
Call me, email me, whichever you like. We are here on the Fantasy Lowdown, Patriots.com Radio. If you didn't hear earlier, Stephen Neal going on injured reserve in this last hour while we've been here on the air. With the Fantasy Lowdown. So it's not like Stephen Neal is a player you have on your fantasy team, obviously, but it's a piece of Patriots news to pass along. Going to the emails now. This is from Craig. Hi, B-Lo. Thanks for the advice last week. It helped, but unfortunately, I was playing against the likes of Aaron Rodgers and Deion Branch, so I ended up with a loss. I still, however, have a slim chance to make the playoffs with a win this week and a loss from two other teams. Although I am hoping I will still need help next week, the chances are good I will be done for the year. That won't stop me from listening to the show, however. It makes the 4 o'clock hour at work fly by. Well, appreciate that, Craig. Thank you for listening. Who should I start for my second running back along with Arian Foster, Ronnie Brown, Danny Woodhead, or Brian Westbrook? Okay, well, that's not a bad one. Not a bad question right there. Ronnie Brown, Danny Woodhead, Brian Westbrook. My gut is telling me Westbrook. If Westbrook's healthy, I like him because I have a feeling he's going to get pretty much the Frank Gore role. I know Anthony Dixon's there, get some touchdowns here and there, but I like Brian Westbrook to carry the load. It's just the question is he healthy? Now, Danny Woodhead, I think he's going to get his touches, 10, 12 touches at least. And the ability that he has after the catch or with the ball in his hands to make more happen is remarkable, and it's been eye opening. But I'm not sold on that for this week. Not sold on that for this week. And then Ronnie Brown against Cleveland, I think, is a pretty good play. I would probably put it in this order, and I'm being honest here: Brian Westbrook, Ronnie Brown, Danny Woodhead. But with the caveat of you know, you got to hang on and see if Westbrook is going to be healthy. Now, game times are certainly important in this one. San Francisco at Green Bay is 1 o'clock. Cleveland at Miami is 1 o'clock. And obviously the Patriots are Monday night. So I'm saying don't start Woodhead. It should be between Brown and Westbrook. And if Westbrook is healthy and playing, and it seems like come Sunday morning he's going to be play a big role in the offense, which I think he will, then I would go with Westbrook. Next question from Craig. Who should I start for my one wide receiver tight end slot? Vernon Davis, Brandon Marshall, or Danny Woodhead? Brandon Marshall, as we talked about with his hamstring injury, is probably, my guess would be he'll be questionable for this week. Now, Vernon Davis, I like quite a bit, and I would probably say among these three, I'd definitely say Vernon Davis is your guy. Don't take it as I'm down on Woodhead. I just think that, you know, especially now if Fred Taylor comes back and maybe that, you know, cuts into his opportunities a little bit, I think he's going to get some chances. He's going to touch the ball quite a bit, but I don't like his chances of scoring in this game. And I just think there's a better chance at production from a guy like Vernon Davis. Marshall, you know, even if Marshall is healthy and it looks like he's going to play, then I'd still probably go Vernon Davis for that. Last one. How about a quarterback? And this is a decision he's got to make right now, and that's Matt Schaub or Ben Roethlisberger. Well, a little bit of a tougher call here. Pittsburgh at Baltimore on Sunday night. And, I look at this game as being a typical, you know, when I think of Pittsburgh-Baltimore, I think of 13-10. I think of 17-14. I don't think of high scoring. When I think of Philadelphia-Houston tonight, I think of a little more high scoring. I'll give credit to Philadelphia's defense, but potentially no Asante Samuel. Although I might have to check on that. I don't know what the latest is on Samuel. I think there could be the Philly defense could be vulnerable. I like Philadelphia to win, but I think I'm going to lean towards Schaub in this game. Andre Johnson is playing. Houston, I don't like the feel of that team, though they had a 20-0 win last week. But I'm going to go Schaub. I'm going to go Schaub in this one over Roethlisberger there, Craig. So I hope that helps. Pardon me there. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address here on the Fantasy Lowdown. We go to, who do we got here? We go to Toussaint Lynn. Hey, B-Lo. Larry Fitzgerald is trying to cost me a playoff spot. I just can't trust the Cardinals, but my only other option is Malcolm Floyd. What would you do? Well, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, it's been tough for him this year with, guys like, Derek Anderson, I'm sorry, throwing the ball, and we saw what happened with Derek Anderson during and then, of course, after the game last week. Hard to really have a lot of optimism with that passing offense. Derek Anderson throwing to Larry Fitzgerald, and I wouldn't trust him too much either. What's good about Malcolm Floyd, obviously, is that, Phillip Rivers throws him the ball. But you can't put Malcolm Floyd in your lineup ahead of Larry Fitzgerald. I can't advise you to do that. You know, Fitzgerald is good enough that even with Derek Anderson throwing the ball, and they are home against St. Louis, a very mediocre defense, you know, you're still going to want to have Fitzgerald in your lineup, especially if it comes down to Fitzgerald or Floyd. That would be my recommendation right there. Web radio at Patriots.com here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Some of you may remember from previous weeks, he's been on at least once this year, maybe a couple times other years. This is our guy with the Boston accent, Nick. Nick, what brings you down here?
What's up, B-Lo? How's it
going? What's going on?
I've come down to talk some trash about our office league. You know?
Oh, really?
We're stepping up the talk. We're only 2 weeks away from the playoffs. And,
that's right.
We're really trying to step up our fantasy games
now,
the next couple of weeks
now
to
I'm
make
in,
a playoff push.
I am in two leagues that are involved in really based out of here. And one of them is our league and our TV department, of which, of course, with Patriots Today, I'm a big part of. And then the other one is the PFW League, which I talked about earlier. I'm in sixth place, and I think I'm out. Think I'm out of a playoff spot, but I've really worked my way up. Now, in the league that Nick here refers to, I started really low. I was a bottom of the barrel team, and right now,
If I recall, you were the last pick out of the 12 teams. You had the last pick in the first round of our draft this year. Which I don't think helped you out. I don't think it hurt you, but I don't think it did you any favors.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, I made one good choice. Having back-to-back picks there, I made one good choice, one choice that I wish I could have back. Aaron Rodgers,
not
A-OK.
A bad pick.
I'm fine with that.
Great pick.
Ryan Matthews.
Wow.
Ryan
that was
Matthews.
Second pick of the draft?
First pick of the second round.
First pick of the second round. You went
My
with
theory
Ryan
was
Matthews.
San Diego traded up so high to get him. They're going to use him.
It's a tough.
I was wrong.
That's tough to pick a rookie that early in fantasy football.
Not a running back. I didn't feel
know.
That way at running back. Quarterback, maybe. Wide receiver, definitely. Running back, no. I didn't feel that way. Oh, listen.
I don't know.
Who am I to say?
It's
clearly
up for debate.
Screwed it up.
Definitely up.
It's
for
not
debate.
Up for debate. It's not up for debate. I screwed it up. I understand. I screwed it up. My thinking at the time was, you know, I'm going Aaron Rodgers. I like that pick, and I didn't want to not take a running back with that next pick.
Well, they were trying to replace LT. So
replacing LT, and yeah, I made a mistake, but I don't regret my thinking at the time.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I just lost my number two pick of that draft, which was Frank Gore, and
yes.
That hurt me a
now,
lot.
Now, have you picked up Brian Westbrook?
No, I did not.
Really?
Because
someone else?
Somebody in the waiver wire ahead of me, I think his name goes, he goes by the name of B-Lo.
Heard of him.
Picked him up on the waiver wire this week, so I had to pick up Tashard Choice of Dallas. Hopefully he'll help me out. I don't think I'm going to start him or anything this week. I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd start him this week, depending on who else you have. But you know, Tashard Choice is not a bad choice. Going against Indianapolis, and I think with Barber most likely out, I actually like Felix Jones and Tashard Choice this week.
Well, my thought process. I mean, Felix Jones was already taken. My thought process of taking Tashard Choice was that he'll be more likely to get goal line carries for Dallas than Felix Jones. Felix Jones is more of a home run threat, big play guy, kind of a Reggie Bush type of guy. You get him out of the backfield, throw the ball to him, and you also try to get him out on the edge and hope he pops a big one for a big gainer. Tashard Choice, I feel, is more of a in-between-the-tackles type of runner. So that was my thought process. I don't know. I'll see how it goes. I kind of want to start him against Indy this week, but I'm torn on that. Do I start? I also have LT. I have Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I don't know if I go heavy Patriots-Jets because I also have Tom Brady, Santonio Holmes. I mean, I would have four or five of my players playing that one game Monday night. I don't like to do that often because there's not enough yards, not enough points to go around usually, especially in a big divisional game like that. But I don't think I think I'm stuck without a choice in doing so, and I kind of have to. And I've already made the playoffs, so it's not a big deal if I lose this week.
Oh, well, that's an important nugget. You know, already made the playoffs. It's not as big a deal. But here's what I'd say. You know, Santonio Holmes is pretty much a must-start, and he's going against the Patriots' 32nd-ranked pass defense.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're gonna start him.
Question, yeah.
Unless your backup quarterback to Tom Brady is Aaron Rodgers, you're going to start Tom Brady against whoever's
start
playing.
Every week. I always start Brady.
It's the running backs that you have a conundrum.
Definitely.
Now, I could see Ben Jarvis Green Ellis having a tough night. I could see him having a tough night. I could see Fred Taylor coming back and, A, cutting into his carries this week. Fred Taylor, of course, was active against the Lions, didn't play at all. But I think in a game like this where there's probably going to be a little more pounding, the Patriots are probably going to try to run the ball, and it's going to be tough to get yards. I definitely see Taylor and Green Ellis, you know, maybe not completely splitting carries or going drive by drive, but I don't see Ben Jarvis Green Ellis getting the same number of carries he's been getting. And you got to respect the Jets defense. You got to respect the fact that the Jets defense have, you know, they're one of the best defenses, one of the best run defenses. That could cause some problems. We turn our phones off when we come into the studio, Nick. At least on vibrate. You want to go get that? Who's calling you?
I'm all set.
Girlfriend,
all set.
Mom?
No.
Okay. All right. I know you're all set, but you know, we put our cell phones off, right? Look, yeah. Just lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned.
I'm
definitely.
Just kidding. And then LT, not a huge LT guy this week. You know, LT did have, he broke through some holes against the Patriots in week two. And I know he's nice. I heard that one too, Nick. You want to come back at it ever?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't bring the phone. I'm just kidding. Just kidding around. But I'm not a huge LT. I think LT's a guy that they're going to really have some different schemes for. I think they're going to try to shut down LT a little bit. I think Sean Green might be a better play. So it makes it tough for you at running back.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's a league where the way the league's set up, I could start four wideouts. I haven't done it all year. I've been going with the three wideouts, three running backs, quarterback, tight end. So it's tough. I don't know what to do. I'm not deep at the wideout position by any means. I have Santonio Holmes. I have Percy Harvin. They're kind of my big play guys. Vincent Jackson killed me last week. What are the chances? I had two guys left to go going into the Sunday night game last week in Vincent Jackson going Sunday night against the Colts and then Frank Gore going against the Giants. And I was playing the worst team in the league. Going into that Sunday night game, I think I had a 5-point lead on the worst team. And basically what ended up happening, Vincent Jackson goes down, 0 points. I was losing by a point after the Sunday night game. And then it came down to Monday night. The guy I was going against had San Fran's D. I had Frank Gore. And I thought I had a good chance of winning it. And then the same thing that happened to me on Sunday happens to me on Monday. First quarter, guy's gone, and now Frank Gore, one of the biggest parts of my team, is gone for the year.
Fantasy football for you, huh?
Yeah, I know. I mean, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You gotta replace him. No, there's no excuses, no crying.
No crying in fantasy football. No whining either.
No. So,
well, and that's where shrewd, you know, waiver wire pickups can help. Now, listen, you know, every fantasy team has probably dealt with an injury. Maybe it's not the first round pick, but there's a need to just look at the matchups. And for you, and I was talking about this earlier in the show, Nick, for you who've already made the playoffs.
Looking at playoff matchups. I am huge on matchups this year.
And if you have the luxury, as you do, of having already clinched the playoffs, and certainly, you know, you want a better seed and all that, but if you have the luxury of looking at week 15, looking at week 16, whatever the playoff weeks are in your particular league, it's worth doing. Because, you know, if at running back is a position that, and we're competitors in a league, and, you know, you're not a real bright guy, so I might be giving you something that you wouldn't have known
well,
anyways.
I am number one in that league. Did I mention that?
You're
Did
a bright fantasy that? Guy. But, I mentioned earlier, you being having trouble at running back, the Miami Dolphins face Buffalo and Detroit in weeks 15 and 16. Two of the worst run defenses in the league. Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown you might not find on your waiver wire, but depends on how deep your league is. I mean, some leagues, maybe Ricky Williams is not on a team right now. You know, you never know. Depends on your trade deadline in your league. Maybe you can pick up one of those guys. Maybe there's a team that has equal problems at wide receiver and you're deep at wide receiver. I'm not saying you particularly, Nick, but someone might have depth at one position, not so much depth at the other. Look at those weeks. Look at who's playing in the NFL those weeks. Look at the matchups. See if there's someone you want to pick up that's going to help you in those weeks if you're not as concerned with winning this week and next week. It's worth doing it.
It's a great idea. I mean, that's great advice coming from the Fantasy Lowdown Master.
That's right. Master is pretty good.
But if you have the luxury of doing that, especially going into the playoffs, you should definitely look into that and look at those matchups. Because I kind of did it, you know, 3-4 weeks ago because I could foresee my excellence taking over in this 5-game win streak that I was on prior to last week.
You have great foresight, Nick.
But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? But his hope in the playoffs, I don't get upset. And you're one of the teams got in for me, but I don't know if you're if you got enough talent on your roster.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have the talent by that week.
To overtake me.
I'll have the talent by that week. at the beginning of the show, we had Todd on the phone from Jacksonville, and he chimes in with another question that he didn't get to on the phone about running backs. I have Michael Turner, who is starting, and I had Gore. Someone else beat me to Westbrook this week, so the other guys that I have are, and Nick, this is a little bit like the situation you had. The other running backs that he's looking at for this week, this is Todd in Jacksonville, Reggie Bush, Toby Gerhart, and Darren Sproles. Now, obviously, Todd, who's a knowledgeable fantasy guy, knows that none of those three are going to be the lead backs for their teams. And, you know, there's some pros and cons to both. Toby Gerhart is interesting because Adrian Peterson might be limited. It looks like he's going to play, but Gerhart has gotten a little more involved in the offense, might be limited. Reggie Bush, who I noted earlier, is also likely to be more involved in the offense, but they're a jumbled mess at running back. How do you figure anything out? And then Darren Sproles, who, you know, he certainly gets return yardage and he gets his opportunities. He had a touchdown last week, but Ryan Matthews and Mike Tolbert looks like they'll both be healthy. Maybe that affects Darren Sproles. So I think Todd is probably knowledgeable enough to know that he's dealing with three possibilities here, none of which are slam dunks.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you look at the matchups. And, you know, in Reggie Bush's case, for New Orleans, they're at Cincinnati. I like that matchup for New Orleans. I think that's a good matchup for New Orleans' offense. And I think a guy like Bush might be able to pick up enough carries, enough touches, enough yardage, and maybe spring one loose that, you know, I think of those three, he'll have the ball in his hands more than the other two, than Gerhart and Sproles. Now, if Adrian Peterson doesn't play, then Toby Gerhart becomes, you know, the number one waiver wire pickup in the league. But what do you think, Nick? Bush, Gerhart, or Sproles?
Well, I also have Reggie Bush on my roster that I just lost Frank Gore. And basically what I'm doing with Bush is I'm kind of waiting to see if he's going to break out. He had -1 point fantasy points for me last week. So, I mean, do you risk starting him over somebody who's been more consistent? In my case, it's been, you know, Ben Jarvis, Green, Ellis, and LT. But if that's all you have to go with, Reggie Bush isn't a bad option. Now, I'm big on Darren Sproles if you have a league that counts the kick return and punt return yards. If not, I'd go with Reggie Bush. But if you have the kick return and punt return yards, I think it's an easy go with Darren Sproles. He'll get his opportunities in the game, and he's kind of like a third down back for them. They'll bring him in passing situations, and don't be surprised if Rivers hits him out of the backfield and he breaks a long one like he did last week.
Well, that's just it. You know, you never can predict, you know, breaking out a long one. I mean, you never can predict that because, you know, anybody on any team who plays offense and gets opportunities could have a play like that. But I prefer, and maybe this is being a little more conservative, I prefer when there's a decision like that, who is most likely to get the most touches. When the ball is in a guy's hands, there's a better chance of him making plays. And if Darren Sproles touches the ball once in a certain game, and it turns out to be an 83-yard touchdown, well, I'll have to take my chances that that's not going to happen on the week that I put him on the bench. You know what I mean? A note here, I did see, while I haven't looked at the full Patriots injury report, Fred Taylor not even on the injury report anymore for the Patriots. So what that tells me, I'm not surprised by that because he was active against the Lions. What that tells me is this is the week we see him actually carry the ball.
He's going to play.
He's not a fantasy
he
option.
He was doing well in week two against the Jets earlier this year, and I think that's when the turf toe started to flare up on him because I remember in the second half you didn't see him at all, and in the first half he was pretty effective. So you had to wonder if it was an injury that was holding him back from playing at all in the second half.
Right, and what this means, I think it's not as important to me in terms of, oh, you better run out and pick up Fred Taylor. It does make a difference if Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is a guy you have on your roster and you're trying to decide upon. To me, and I do have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis on one of my teams, one team that I'm not very deep at running back, I have to think about this one because I don't think he's as great a play. I think it's a tough matchup anyways. And if Fred Taylor's in there, that's a problem.
I've been playing the matchups all week, every week this year, and this is one of the tougher weeks for my fantasy teams matchup-wise. I mean, I think like you were talking about, I heard you talking about the Houston-Philly game tonight. I mean, God knows, Matt Schaub could go out and throw four touchdown passes. He also could come out and lay a dud. I mean, he's been doing that a lot this year. He was highly touted coming into the season. really hasn't panned out for some fantasy owners, though.
Well, as we talk about tonight's game, and tonight's game is an interesting one, Houston at Philly, you just referenced it. You know, we talk to Greg Rosenthal every now and then, reference his rankings. Well, his number one quarterback this week plays in tonight's game, Michael Vick. His number one running back plays in tonight's game, Arian Foster. His number three wide receiver, Andre Johnson, plays in tonight's game. His number four wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, plays tonight. Big-time game tonight.
Oh, huge.
You know,
huge.
Big-time game in a lot of ways, and it's an interesting one fantasy-wise because think about Michael Vick. I mean, the Patriots' pass defense is 32nd in the league. Houston is 31st. And I think, Tennessee with Rusty Smith last week, sure, not a matchup that I'd want. That was in our favor, even though Houston had a terrible pass defense. But Michael Vick tonight, I think Michael Vick, this could be back like when that like the game he had against
this
Washington.
This could be another 50-point fantasy day for Vick like he had against Washington.
The Thursday night game often can lead you onto a great weekend fantasy-wise
or can
set you back early. And I think if Michael Vick is on your team, you're in decent shape for this week.
I have three fantasy teams. All three of them are going to be heavily influenced by this game tonight.
There you go.
Heavy Philadelphia Eagle influence on all my fantasy teams.
Well, they're not a bad fantasy team to have a heavy influence.
No, not at all.
All right, well, Nick, hey, listen, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
We always like hearing your voice, especially that accent. you bring some good perspective. And, we don't want to do this every week, but every now and then it's good to hear your voice.
Well, when I'm champion of the league, maybe you can bring me back on again
so
I can gloat a little
more.
Sure,
how about that's a deal.
And put you down.
It's a deal. If you win the league, you're in.
And
you can sit in this chair.
You did make the prediction earlier this week that you would eliminate me from the playoffs.
Right.
So I'll make the deal with you that if you're going to let me come on if I'm the champion, I will be, a good sport if you do eliminate me and come on and let you gloat about beating me in the playoffs.
Wow, how nice of you. You're going to let me come on the show that I host and say what I want to say. Wow. Can you believe this, Kevin? What a guy. What a guy, Nick. Appreciate that offer. I might take you up on that. Thank you. Really, thank you. Thanks, Nick.
No problem.
That's being a jackass.
Anytime.
Let's go get a GD snack. Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio, wrapping it up for week 13. Sure to be an entertaining week fantasy-wise. And again, like I said at the top, this is the time to look at upcoming weeks. Get your fantasy team depth geared toward weeks 15 and 16, the playoff weeks. All right, that's the way to do it. Fantasy Lowdown, we come your way every week, 4 to 5 Eastern on Patriots.com. Certainly available as well as a podcast. Always want to hear from you. Again, tonight's game, Houston at Philadelphia, major fantasy ramifications. I mean, listen, every game has major fantasy ramifications. I really think this game tonight does as well. Talked about Frank Gore a little bit in the show and Frank Gore being out for the year, and I like Brian Westbrook a lot. Also talked about Marion Barber being out and Tashard Choice, Felix Jones. Those guys are pretty good plays, and if you're just joining in, Stephen Neal placed on injured reserve for the Patriots. We did talk about Dez Bryant a little bit and just saw that he was added to the Cowboys injury report with a back injury. So our first emailer today was asking about Deion Branch versus Dez Bryant, and I lean toward Deion Branch. That remains, especially with this news. I like Deion Branch. If you're debating between Deion Branch and Dez Bryant, a couple of guys with the same initials, DB, go with the DB who plays for the New England Patriots. That didn't sound great, Kevin, did it? But nevertheless, go with Deion Branch over Dez Bryant. My thanks to Nick. My thanks to Kevin, as always, for running the show on the other side of the glass. Send in your emails anytime between now and next Thursday at 4 o'clock at webradio@patriots.com. We will get to it on the next edition of the Fantasy Lowdown.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines, patriots.com radio.